This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Elu Ksharim Chshachai Oven Aleihem. Knots are forbidden by Torah law if they have two things. If they're meant to be permanent and tied professionally, they are forbidden rabbinically if they have one of the two conditions. They are completely permitted if they have neither of the two conditions. Elu Ksharim Chshachai Oven Aleihem. The following are the knots for which a person is liable by Torah law. Kesher Hagamolin, the knots permanently tied in a camel's nose, to which its leash is attached. Vekesher Hasaponin, and the knot permanently tied to the front of a boat, to which other ropes are attached. Ukeshem Shu Chayav Al Kishuron, Kachu Chayav Al Heteron. Untying such knots is also forbidden by Torah law. Remeir Oimer, Kol Kesher, Shu Yochel Lahatirai, Ba'achas Miyodov, Ein Chayovin Olov. Remeir said that any knot that is loose enough to be untied with one hand is not forbidden by Torah law, even if it is meant to be permanent. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tetzvav, Mishnah Beis. Yesh Lecha Kesharim Shein Chayovin Aleihem Kekesh HaGamalim UKekesh HaSafanim. Unlike the previous knots, some knots are forbidden only by rabbinic law. The following knots are entirely permitted. Kesheris Isha Miftach Chaluka, a woman may tie closed her shirt, V'chute Sivacha V'shel Pesika, as well as hair coverings, U'etzuyais Mino V'sandal, belt or shoe straps, V'naidais Yayin V'shemen. One may also tie shut leather skins of wine or oil, ukedeira shabasser, or a cloth meat pad cover, since these knots are made to be regularly tied and untied. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, kaishrin lifnei habehema b'shvil shelo teitze. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov said that one may tie a rope in front of a doorway to prevent an animal from passing through. Kaishrin deli b'fisikyo, he may tie one's belt to a bucket in order to lower it into a well, since he will have to untie it to put his belt back on. Avalo b'chevel, but one may not use a rope since he might leave it in place. Rabbi Yehuda mater, Rabbi Yehuda permitted this, but only with a weaver's rope, since he will need to untie it to use it for his work. Klal Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Kesher She'eino Shel Kiyama Ein Chayovin Olav. Rabbi Yehuda said a general rule that any knot which is not meant to be permanent is permitted. The Chachamim argue that although he did not intend it to be permanent, if similar knots are made to be permanent, it would be forbidden. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Gimel. Mekaplin es hakelim afilo arba v'chamisha pa'omim. One may fold clothing on Shabbos even 4 or 5 times, subject to the conditions listed in the Gemara. Umatzien es hamitais melele Shabbos l'Shabbos. One may prepare the beds from Shabbos night for Shabbos day. Avelo mishabbos l'moitzu Shabbos, but not from Shabbos day for Motzei Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mekaplin es hakelim umatzien es hamitais miyom hakipurim laShabbos. Rabbi Shmuel said that when Shabbos follows Yom Kippur, one may fold clothing or prepare the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. V'chelvei Shabbos krevim biyom hakipurim. Or when Yom Kippur follows Shabbos, you can offer the remaining fats from the Shabbos Korbanos on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, lo shel Shabbos kraven b'yom HaKippurim, v'lo shel Yom HaKippurim kraven b'Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva said that the remaining Korbanos from Shabbos may not be offered on Yom Kippur, nor the remaining Korbanos from Yom Kippur on Shabbos, since they are equal and neither can be considered subordinate to the other. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.